come for the news, stay for the pancakes. The Attorney Tom Gannon, Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour is back on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
Obviously, we love our police. We just had Chief Calamaris on about a half an hour ago, but we also love our firefighters. I know I'm a little biased. I grew up in Fairfield. My childhood was here. I moved here when I was 6 years old and was here all the way until I graduated high school. My parents still live in Fairfield, and I do love our fire department. I was just saying, we have Chief Dennis McCarthy here, and we were talking off the air about just how special this town is, and your fire department was, I have to say, so personally wonderful with our family. When my grandmother, who you know has since passed, when she was living with us, you guys were always so gracious, so patient, so wonderful, never made her feel afraid if she ever fell in her in-law apartment in my parents' house. Mm-hmm. So I want to personally thank you and your whole team. And I think I speak for so many in Fairfield when we say we appreciate you. So thank you for being on the Diner Tour. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And we're very proud of the work that our firefighters do every day. They treat every call as if they are responding to their own family's home. Not only do they care for the person who's injured or needs help, but also treats the extended family, bystanders who are going through some trauma themselves as part of this, like family as well.
Yeah.
So we're very proud of the work that they do, and they take it very seriously and treat everybody as they would their own mom or dad.
Yeah, you could tell. You totally can. It's a very special department. And again, we have the chief here, Dennis McCarthy, who has really become a dear friend of mine since I joined WICC. You've come on the show before. Such great information to share with people. First of all, let's talk about, you were saying, we were discussing the fire training that is available and sort of some changes that have gone on with recruitment. Tell us about that, chief.
Sure. So Fairfield participates in a regional consortium for entry-level tests to provide opportunities for candidates to aspire to a career in the fire service. We participate with 8 or 10 other fire departments. We're testing every 2 years, and we recognize that it's for a young person, if they don't get a job, it's a long wait for 2 years, mm-hmm. and they migrate to other careers, and we don't want to lose them. So we have changed the testing process so that candidates can test, any time in that two-year period. We have tests in September and in March. We just completed the March test. And we encourage candidates, if they have questions, to call the fire department, visit the fire department, ask questions. How do I find a career path into the fire service? So we think that this will make it easier and remove some of the obstacles. As you know, that many families have fire service backgrounds or public safety backgrounds. For those that don't, it can be a little bit intimidating. So we want to make sure that we remove some of that anxiety and can make it an easier path for people to explore.
Now, I'm curious, Chief, and I might be putting you on the spot, so forgive me. Please don't leave me. But I'm curious, do you ever work with Chief Lance Edwards in Bridgeport?
Yes.
The reason I was asking is because I think Bridgeport has this either new or it's like they're a training facility so that when potential recruits,
sure,
if they want to take the test but they want to feel more confident in passing it, they're able to do kind of simulation training in Bridgeport. Mm-hmm. Is that an opportunity for potential Fairfield recruits, or is that strictly for Bridgeport?
So that's strictly for Bridgeport.
Okay.
For candidates that are taking their test. We do have in Fairfield and have in the past provided recruit training. Assistant Chief George Gamola ran a program for a couple of years to provide the opportunity for candidates to experience the types of physical challenges that they will have, developed a training program so they can increase their strength and endurance in areas they may be deficient, so that they can be better prepared to take. In the state of Connecticut, there's a physical abilities test, so we want to prepare people in advance to be prepared for that, to be successful in passing it.
That's amazing. And how is your department staffing right now? I know, depending on the municipality,
sure.
And what's interesting with fire, differently than police, so police, it kind of seems like towns are in pretty good shape, cities, still improving.
Sure.
But with fire, there's kind of no rhyme or reason. I know, you know, there are some communities, I'm just thinking off the top of my head, Easton is doing a huge recruitment effort. Mm-hmm. So even though it's kind of, you know, more of a small, quieter town,
sure,
differently than like a Bridgeport, they still are trying to work on their fire numbers. How is Fairfield doing?
So let me just say statewide, you know, there has been a reduction in applicants mm-hmm. for all public safety jobs.
Yeah.
So we're all struggling with the same issue. We had, in our last test, we attracted close to 400 candidates.
What?
Of those, a couple hundred applied specifically to Fairfield. Fairfield is a community, and I know that Chief Calamara spoke about this. This is a community that firefighters or potential firefighters want to work in.
Okay.
They apply to Fairfield because of the number of opportunities, the number of different paths and specialties within the department that they can explore. So it is an enriching or a very rich career for our firefighters, and people aspire to that.
That's amazing. Yeah, I probably shouldn't say in front of a chief, if he doesn't come over, I'll just yell at him. Not you. I'm talking about Paul Peorick. If he's not he's not paying attention. This is why I have to yell at him. It's okay. He'll come over at some point. Chief McCarthy, I'm so glad you are with us, the fire chief here in Fairfield. And you were just saying really quickly before, you actually, this is kind of like where you originally, your roots were in Fairfield,
sure,
was around Andrew's Diner, right?
I moved to Fairfield from Peabody, Massachusetts. And I lived at 176 Kings Highway East, directly across. This was our favorite stop on Sunday morning for breakfast, my wife and I. So we've been here since 1978.
That's amazing. So. I knew there was a guy. So you're a Massachusetts guy?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. I married a Massachusetts boy. It's
from where?
He is from Worcester.
Worcester.
Yeah, he's a Worcester boy. Yeah. So, yes, he'll be here later today. But that is very cool. I did not realize that we're kind of, you know, in your original digs. I like it. Very, very cool. So we're obviously in the middle of, well, I mean, my gosh, did you wake up during those storms last night?
The fire department was very busy yesterday.
I can imagine.
Yep.
Lots of trees came down, Chief Calamaris was saying.
Yep. A few lightning strikes, a small fire in a basement.
Really?
Our crews were extremely busy last night.
Yep. So it's interesting, Chief, because we were going to have you on, and I don't know if I just dropped the ball or I don't know what I did. Hey, Bob, you're coming on in like 10 minutes. Yes, Lieutenant Bob Smith just got here, too. I know we were going to talk about hurricane season.
Sure.
Started June 1st. But what's funny is we're really in the thick of crazy summer weather, which I know we go through all the time. But the reason I was going to have you on is because you're in a very active beach community.
Sure.
So tell, you know, if you can, just kind of talking about some of the things people should be thinking about, what you're seeing so far this season.
Sure. And as we have all heard, this is expected to be a very busy hurricane season. Between 17 and 25 named storms, 4 to 7 major hurricanes. We don't know whether they will affect our area, but now's the time to plan. We want people to just take a few moments to develop a plan so that they are not in crisis when the wind starts to blow, they lose power, there's flooding. Now's the time to take inventory of their home, of what their emergency plan is. We have a great document called the Residents 96-Hour Plan. So if a
Where is that?
On the town website, fairfieldct.org/storm. Residents can go download that guidance. And it's what to do if a storm is forecast for the end of the week, what to do every day progressively to be more prepared.
Wow.
And it puts them in good shape so that they don't have to expend a lot of money for a storm that may miss us. But progressively, as the forecast becomes more confident, that, you know, they need to, you know, do a little bit more each day in preparation.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, one of the things that we talk about is also being in the know, getting alerts, things like that. Do we know if the fire department or does the town of Fairfield, do you guys have like an alert system for people,
sure,
to know if active storms are coming or anything like that?
So there is a system called Fairfield Alert. It's essentially a reverse 911 kind of system. We can send message out to every resident. We encourage them to register their cell phone so they can get that information when they're away from home, or if power goes out and their landlines, and many people don't have landlines anymore, to go in.
I still do, Chief. Don't you worry.
Good for you.
I got you. We need that landline. Absolutely.
But it's how we can give residents local information about what's happening in Fairfield, how we're preparing, how residents should prepare. what the impacts are, and important information that you're not going to get from national news.
Right.
So, but they will get it through ICC.
Yes, they will, because I'm on. Now, how do you sign up for the alerts? Because I have to confess, I signed up for your alerts, Bridgeport's, and Milford's through my news career, but I actually don't remember how you do the alerts. And I'm going to have to do it for my parents, I could tell you right now, when they show up later. So.
And we encourage residents who live out of the area to sign up, particularly so they know what their parents or family members might be experiencing and how they can help. So again, fairfieldct.org, and on the Storm page, there is a link there for Fairfield Alert.
Okay, so fairfieldct.org/storm, and we can sign up for the alert, just putting your number in.
Sure.
Okay, I'll be sure to do that when my parents get
there. The other important thing to sign up for is UI alerts. One of the major impacts of severe weather, last night was a good example, we still have about a dozen residents without power this morning, is to understand when power might be restored after an outage. And you can do that through the UI website, and they will. There's a pathway to register your home and UI, and I think Eversource has the same for those that are in the Eversource region, get information on the outage and when the expected restoration is supposed to occur. Make better decisions about, you know, what's in the freezer, and do I need to, you know, move it to a cooler? You know, if power is going to be out 6-7 days, you know, we want residents to anticipate that so they are not losing, you know, valuable, expensive items in the refrigerator, the freezer.
Yeah, it's being proactive, not reactive, certainly, and making a plan is a huge thing. So, again, if you want to sign up for those storm alerts, highly recommend it, fairfieldct.org/storm. And then also, if you want to go to specifically here in Fairfield, their UI, you would go to their power outage alerts if you go to the UI website. Chief, I want to thank you again
thank
for
you,
coming
Melissa.
On.
And thank you for keeping our community informed. We really appreciate it.
You're part of our system. Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. No, you know, I love you guys. And honestly, after everything I feel like you've done for me and my family, the least I can do is try to give it back to you guys. So thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
You are very welcome. Chief McCarthy here on WICC. And we are going to continue with our diner tour, stop number 5 right here in Fairfield at Andrew's Diner.